This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Sea levels are on the rise in North Carolina, but there's a fight going on to determine which measurements are most accurate. In 2010, the science panel that advises the North Carolina Coastal Resources Commission reported that a 1 meter rise in sea level is likely by the year 2100. The calculation was intended to help the state plan for rising water that could threaten 2,000 square miles. Critics say it could also impede economic development on just as large a scale. Their protest led to legislative action that temporarily prohibited policy decisions and directed the panel to complete a new report that forecasts for only 30 years. The panel reconvened yesterday. WNC's environment reporter Dave DeWitt was at the meeting, and he joins us now. Dave, welcome back.
Hi, Frank.
So remind us about that 2010 report, what it said and what happened.
Well, initially, the report was supposed to be just educational for a general audience. And then people wanted it to be a little more specific about, well, what can we actually expect in terms of sea level rise on the coast? So this number became a big deal, 39 inches. There are some different parts of the coast where it would be more, where it would be less, but that was the number that got all the attention. And it got a lot of attention from people who build on the coast, deal in real estate on the coast, have houses on the coast, because 39 inches, when you're less than 3 feet above sea level, it means you're underwater. So that was a big number. And the way the report was done and the sort of way it was designed got a lot of people upset. They sort of generalized. They got together in this group called NC20, which included a lot of county managers, real estate folks, developers, and other people, elected officials, some of them. And they decided to lobby the legislature to not discount the report, but essentially to let's trim it around the edges. Let's look at some of these other things. And that's kind of the process they're in now that led to the legislature's actions in 2012.
Well, and what the NC20 group is saying, essentially, you're wrong, right? I mean, that your findings it can't be relied on for a variety of reasons.
That's right. And their arguments were that the science wasn't comprehensive enough. They didn't look at enough resources, that it was one-sided. And the way that they did that was they said that the scientists who were on the panel have one opinion and that their other opinions were of basically climate science deniers or skeptics. They didn't have a say in how these things were put together, or that some of the computer models were not very good that they were looking at. On the other side, the scientists said, look, when you look out 30 years from now, it gets a lot harder to predict how things are going to be. There's a thing called the hockey stick effect, where once sea level rise sort of goes up pretty steadily but pretty slowly over the next 30 to 40 years, and then dramatically after that. And the reason that is because a lot of people believe, scientists, it's overwhelming within the scientific community. They say that once the seas begin to warm and ice melts and the seas themselves expand, that at that time sea level rise will grow exponentially. That hockey stick was the thing that got people upset. They say that there's no way you can really know that for sure. And scientists will tell you there isn't any way we can know it for sure, but this is what we believe will happen. That was the part they didn't like. They see the sea level rising, a lot of folks out there. They believe that. Coastal developers, anybody, believes that the sea level is going up. But they don't like that dramatic rise because that would, we're talking 8,000 different properties along the coast that would be affected. Billions and billions of dollars of property would be
affected. How? Again, if you and first of all, we should go back. This word opinion that you used. I mean, scientific method, the scientific research doesn't end in an opinion, although there is speculation. It is a projection. So no scientist would say this will happen.
Right.
They say based on our studies and based on the best scientific information we have and
right.
the methods that are approved and used throughout the world today, here is the projection. That's not an opinion,
right.
though it isn't a fact.
Right.
It's a different kind of
opinion. It is, but yeah. it all comes down to the consensus, scientific right. consensus and peer-reviewed journals and all of that. They all say the same thing. It's when you start getting scientists who don't have degrees in coastal geology or other things who question the science it sort of introduces this if you listen to a plumber and he tells you your pipes are broken and then somebody else comes in and says, well, they're not broken. And by the way, I'm not a plumber. You're going to listen to the plumber. And that's the same thing in science. Consensus and scientific journals say sea levels rising.
So let's talk about the makeup then of this scientific panel that gave that advice. What kind of authority do they have to do this research? Who are they?
They are coastal geologists and engineers, and many of them have been doing this job for more than 30 years, some of them for longer than that. They have a tremendous amount of experience working in different areas along the coast, whether they're building structures, advising those who build structures, or studying the geology of what happens on the coast. So these folks, nobody questions their credentials.
NC20, they're the group that does question their credentials. What kind of scientific background do they have?
I would actually say that they don't question their credentials. What they want are people with different credentials on that panel. And what they proposed was that some folks who don't have those particular degrees get on the panel, some folks that they use as their own science advisors who have different credentials, whether they be computer scientists or whether they be other folks with science degrees. But those people don't have the expertise that the people on the panel already have. And what was interesting was when they brought forth these options, and some of the NC20 members are also members of the Coastal Resources Commission, they went to the chair and said, we want these folks on. And the Coastal Resource Chair, who's a McCrory appointee, a guy named Frank Gorham, who made his money in the oil and gas exploration, lives in Figure Eight Island, said, no, we're going to stick with these science panel members. We're not going to introduce this bias onto the panel. We're going to stick with the people we have. We're going to let them do their work and do their report. And that's to his credit, because he knows, for one, what probably would have happened is the science panel would have fallen apart. You would have seen those scientists, if you introduced those other folks, would probably have left at a high degree. But now they're free to do their report. They're meeting now to come up with that new report by the end of the year.
Just to make this clear, there is the scientific panel. They've been around since the 1980s, doing all kinds of work, advising all kinds of people. They're the ones who came up with the 39-inch projection for 2100. That's a panel. Then you have the Coastal Resource Commission, which is a group that takes a look at this to help guide policy.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
And they said to this panel, tell us what you found, and they found it. And so now tell us again where the two vacancies are. There are vacancies on the science panel.
Right. There have been four vacancies, actually, on the science panel. People left for various reasons, personal reasons. And those vacancies could have been filled by anybody if the Coastal Resources Commission chair would have appointed somebody. He appointed one person who everybody agreed was eminently qualified, and he's been on the panel now for the last two meetings. But the other folks that some people appointed or nominated, I should say, were not appointed. And that, I think, many people believe was a good thing, because the science panel now is made up of people that everybody respects and believes that knows what they're doing, and not people who maybe came on for political reasons.
And the coastal geology or the research, the expertise on the part of the NC20 group, do they have much particular expertise in that area?
Well, the group is made up of county managers. It's made up of coastal developers, business interests. So they're even within that group itself, there are people who are aggressively skeptical of climate science. And then I would say there are people who are less aggressively skeptical. Mm-hmm. They're more realists.
Stakeholders, but not experts.
They're county managers. They have to look at the coast and go, okay, we want to build a hospital that's going to be here for 70 years. Where do we build it so that it will last and not be inundated? And
right.
And these people are realists. They're looking at give us a number. We want to know what we can work with. But that 39-inch number did scare them, for sure.
So what's at stake here? If you think that it's not an accurate number, or you question various aspects of the way the research was done, why can't you just dismiss it? Why does it matter that this report is on the books? What difference does it make?
Because this report, it's not this report, but it's what you do with it. If you take this 39 inches and you decide, okay, we're going to start making policies about where you can build, what you need to do to retrofit buildings that are there, the areas of the coast that will be changing dramatically, insurance, everything you can imagine changes economically for everybody on the coast who has property. So it's not so much the report, it's then the policy that comes from the report, which is one reason the legislature in 2012 put a four-year moratorium on any policies that could be developed until this report comes in, the new one. And then the Coastal Resources Commission can take a look at it, advise some policies, and then the General Assembly could potentially do anything with those policies. There's a great belief that this report will come out. It will say that there's going to be somewhere between an 8 and 11 inch rise over the next 30 years, because they can only look out 30 years now. and that it'll go through the Coastal Resources Commission, get to the General Assembly, and not many new policies will be developed.
All right. And that's the charge. Take a look at what's happening in 30 years. What's the timetable? When do we expect the report?
The report will – a first draft of the report will be done by the end of this year. It will then go out for peer review, come back. It'll go to the Coastal Resources Commission. Public comment will happen. And then in 2016, it'll end up with the General Assembly. They'll be able to look at this report, look at some advice that they might be getting from the Coastal Resources Commission, which, as another entity, it should be noted, is made up of a whole different group of people than scientists. The Coastal Resources Commission are appointees, political appointees. Two-thirds of them are new, appointed by the Republican leadership. They have a very distinct opinion on a lot of things. So it'll go through that filter before it gets to the General Assembly.
We talk about the North Carolina coast, but of course the ocean doesn't recognize those borders. Are the reports north and south of us that would in any way corroborate the initial reports?
Virginia is probably the closest. Virginia is having a lot of the same issues that North Carolina is having, in some places even worse. And even within North Carolina, you know, the northern part of the Outer Banks, they not only had the sea level rise problem, but they've actually got the ground is sort of giving way. And so you're looking at a lot greater rise there than you would in the southern part. So the committee is actually looking, the science panel is looking at different areas of the state and what the impact would be.
Dave DeWitt, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dave DeWitt, WUNC's environmental reporter. He was in New Bern yesterday at the North Carolina Coastal Resources Commission's science panel meeting to discuss sea level rise. Just ahead, blueberry soup. We'll hear from the director of a film on Iceland and the response, Democratic response to the crash of 2008. You'll hear it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.